We've been talking about the Attorney General race in Arizona a bit today, and I'm very happy to have with us now in studio Chris Mays. Chris is running for Attorney General on the Democratic side. Right, Chris?
Absolutely.
Welcome to KTAR.
It's great to be with you, Barry. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you, I'm going to ask the first question anytime I get to talk to any Attorney General candidate, and I'll put it out there again that they are all welcome to come on with me anytime. But the first question I'm going to ask is, unless there's actual hard evidence of voter fraud or widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of an election, if you were the Attorney General, would you have signed off on the election in 2020?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would have signed off on the 2020 election. It was certified. It should have been certified. There is no question that we had a safe, secure, fraud-free election. And absolutely, I would have signed off on that election and on future elections.
It scares me that we had a Republican Attorney General debate a couple of days ago on Horizon. And I watched it, and it scared the heck out of me as an attorney. And I'm being really honest here, because the Attorney General has to, they're the number one law enforcement officer in the state, and they have to be able to impartially enforce our laws. It can't be, I'm not going to sign off on an election because Donald Trump told me not to.
Correct.
And it would help the same thing on the other side. I mean, it just scares me. That's the person who has to stand up. And we were fortunate here in Arizona to have Maricopa County Board of Supervisors people, to have Rusty Bowers. We had people frankly, Governor Ducey, Mark Brnovich, we had Republicans who stood up and withstood that pressure and did their jobs. And I always think it's easy to be the one yelling and screaming, but when it comes down to doing the jobs, most people will do them. But some of these folks running for Attorney General, I don't think they will. Chris Mays, I want you to hear this. This is Abraham Hamada. I may be mispronouncing his name. I apologize. And he's running for Attorney General.
Abe, what do you think? Would you have signed?
So the Attorney General actually doesn't certify. He's a witness to certification.
He's still signed. He's still there.
Correct.
To witness and sign. Would you have signed?
No.
I mean, that was it? No. And no, here's the evidence why, here's the reason I wouldn't. The only thing he cited as a reason was this silly movie that just came out that I'm not even going to give you the name of the movie, but it's that says that there were mules and things.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that scares me, Chris.
You know, Barry, I'll give you another word. It's disqualifying.
Yeah.
All six of those Republican candidates for Attorney General who were unable or unwilling to say that they would have certified the 2020 election just disqualified themselves for this race for AG on television.
Right.
And the fact that they were not willing to say, as you said, to say that the election was fraud-free, that the election should have been certified, that they would have certified it, you know, was shocking. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. These are attorneys who are running to be the top law enforcement officer for the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
And it would appear they do not respect Arizona law. They don't respect our elections, and they don't respect our Constitution. And, you know, Barry, I'm going to be an attorney general who will uphold the rule of law and who will respect the sanctity of our election system. And that's just sort of baseline. I mean,
right.
that is a baseline qualification for being Attorney General.
I couldn't agree more. Chris Mays is with us. She's running for Attorney General. And it's what, in my mind, that's what I always look for in an Attorney General candidate and a candidate for the county prosecutor. I want someone who's going to do the job, and that's
correct.
The main focus. I understand you have to get elected. I understand that. But how are you going to do the job? So let me ask you. And Chris, you were elected to a statewide office before. You were on the Corporation Commission. Was it 10 years ago?
Yeah, about, yes. I left in 2011.
And
correct.
You were a Republican then.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
were elected as a Republican statewide. Now you're running as a Democrat.
Yep.
How come?
Well, look, I did switch parties. I served two terms as an Arizona Corporation Commissioner, was a Republican. Then, look, the Republican Party left me and a lot of more moderate Republicans a long time ago. But, you know, I believe that offices like Attorney General and Corporation Commission really don't have anything to do with politics, or they shouldn't be infected by politics. And so I don't think it really, I don't think the party label should matter. In fact, I think that, you know, whether you're Attorney General or Corporation Commissioner, you should leave that party
right.
identification at the door. 100%. And, you know, the best result is for people to really not even know whether you're a Democrat That's or right. a Republican. And, you know, Barry, the first person I talked to when I decided to run for Attorney General was Grant Woods.
Okay.
And he signed on as a co-chair before he passed away. And Grant Woods is the kind of Attorney General that I will be. And Grant Woods knew that this is a job. This job is about being the top law enforcement official of Arizona. It's about protecting consumers against fraud. It's about prosecuting elder abuse. It's about prosecuting environmental crimes. And it is, in general, about fighting for the people of Arizona. It's about being the lawyer for the people of Arizona, not being a Republican or a booster or a Democratic booster. It's about following the law and protecting the people of Arizona, and that's the kind of AG I'm going to be.
Chris Mays is with us. She's running for Attorney General here in Arizona. And so let me ask you, Chris, maybe you just told us, but what are your, let's say, top three priorities if you were to win and become the Attorney General?
Well, first of all, it's the top priority is going to be upholding the rule of law and protecting our election system. I mean, I do believe it's very important that we have an Attorney General who will not accept attempts to undermine our democracy. We've had multiple attempts to undermine our election system, to call into question, just like you're talking about with this Republican AG debate. But it's happening at the legislature. It's happening with these, multiple audits. I will stand up for democracy, number one. But, you know, we also have other issues facing us. You know, we've got an explosion in consumer fraud in Arizona. And, you know, 15,000 complaints a year are coming in. Wow. Unfortunately, Mark Brnovich, while he was Attorney General, took millions of dollars away from the Consumer Fraud Revolving Fund, which he was supposed to use to prosecute consumer fraud, and used it on his sort of more political lawsuits. That's unacceptable. I'm going to restore the money that should be used by the Attorney General to fight consumer fraud to the Consumer Fraud Revolving Fund, and we're going to go after these people who are scamming our seniors, who are using the telephone and digital means of scamming our senior citizens. So consumer fraud is a top priority. And then let me also say this: look, we have a terrible problem with elder abuse. I'm going to prosecute elder abuse. The current Attorney General, I believe, is doing a terrible job in that area as well. And then finally, look, we have a fentanyl crisis in this state, and we have got to attack this crisis. It is killing Arizonans. It is destroying families. And we have a governor and attorney general who are sitting on a $5 billion surplus and have not gotten the job done when it comes to fighting our fentanyl crisis.
What would you do differently in fighting the fentanyl crisis?
Well, look, first of all, we put an intense focus on it inside the attorney general's office. So if that means, bringing more attorneys to bear on these cases, I would coordinate with county attorneys on it. I would coordinate with local law enforcement, and I would lobby the legislature for more money. Again, why are we sitting on $5 billion when we have a fentanyl crisis? When we have, we have fentanyl issues at the border that are not being addressed by this Republican governor and this Republican attorney general. We have human smuggling at the border that is not being addressed. Yep. And yet we're sitting on a $5 billion surplus that could be used to help the people of the state. And I will go after that funding, and we'll try to get it applied to these real issues that are facing Arizonans, not the conspiracy theories that are being, spouted by my Republican opponents.
Chris Mays is with us. She's running for Attorney General here in Arizona as a Democrat. And the first thing you said I agree with is right now the number one thing has to be protecting our democracy. It's getting a bit worrisome. Yeah. Let me ask you, no Democrats are now running against you in the primary, right?
That's correct.
So
yes,
you're the Democratic nominee.
I am.
All right.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Republican you want to face in the actual election?
No. Look, right. I'll take any of them. I'll take them all on. You know, I'll take them all on because look, they are not talking about the issues that matter to Arizonans. The other thing I'll tell you, Barry, you know, we just saw a situation that with Roe versus Wade being overturned or about to be overturned by the Supreme Court. That's an issue that a lot of Arizonans are worried about, especially women. And you know, I will respect individual rights in this state, and I respect the Arizona Constitution. And I am the only candidate for Attorney General who is saying, even when Roe falls, and it is probably going to fall this summer, we will not prosecute women or doctors in the state of Arizona for seeking abortion or providing abortion in this state. Because, and Barry, you know this, you're a lawyer, the Arizona Constitution has an express right to privacy in it, which I believe means that I, as Attorney General, and no county attorney can actually prosecute abortion. That is a clear difference between me and my Republican opponents. They seem perfectly willing to go after prosecuting women and doctors in Arizona for abortion. That's not acceptable.
So if either the 1901 that still stands in Arizona or a new law that comes up and says we're going to criminally prosecute doctors who perform abortions, if you're Attorney General, you will not prosecute. You'll use your discretion and not prosecute.
I will not only use my discretion and not prosecute, but I will also rely on the fact that the Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 8, has an express right to privacy. Obviously, Barry, you know that this will end up at the Arizona Supreme Court. I understand that, but that is my interpretation of the law. So, no, we will not prosecute women. We will not prosecute doctors. I mean, it's crazy that we are sitting here in the year 2022, and women are facing a situation where they may have to flee to California or Nevada or New Mexico to seek reproductive care.
All right. Chris Mays with us. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us today. If people want to learn more about your campaign, where do they go?
ChrisMays.com. Thank you so much.
All right. Chris is
K-R-I-S. K-R-I-S-M-A-Y-E-S.
All right. ChrisMays.com. Thank you.